Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you today on what's going to be a very warm day as we get into a series of days that are about 100 degrees. Now, don't let that deter you from joining me tonight on the Salem waterfront at 6 p.m. for praise and worship. I told you last night that I was going to be speaking tonight. Well, there's been a change in plans because the person that is going to be speaking tonight is going to be joining us here at the bottom of this hour, Pastor Archer Pawlowski, who is was at the center of the Antifa unprovoked attack on us on Saturday up at the Portland waterfront. He's going to be speaking in my place. I will introduce him tonight, so I want to invite you to come and join us this evening. You'll start hearing an ad shortly today for that event. Come on down, join us, and yes, we will have security there, I am told. So it's happened, friends. Kate Brown is going, there's an OPB story that she's planning a new mask mandate statewide. And we're going to have to comply. Or not. Now, she's already imposed this on schools, and I'm going to, and by the way, thanks to Cliff, who called yesterday. He sent me the video of the Cascade School, folks, out by Almsville. The protest, I'll put it on the show plan today so you can watch it. Oregon families taking a stand. Kids and parents walking into the Cascade School without masks, protesting, being required to wear masks. Now, I'm telling you, friends, that Democrats know they are on thin ice, and I'll guarantee you their representatives in the House and the Senate are hearing from parents about this issue of having to wear a mask. But it's not just the mask, folks, and it's not just in schools. Now it's here for those of you who are state employees. Kate Brown has issued the edict that if you are a state employee, you are now going to be required to take the shot. And of course, the SEIU is falling in line. Oh, I know they say that they're going to bargain over the issue and make sure that there are religious exemptions. So that gets us back to our friend Walt. So the first question I want to ask you guys, and you have a short period of time to call if you want to comment on this. If you're a state employee, we heard from one of you earlier in the week. You said he had made a choice. His wife was a nurse. He's a state employee. They had made a decision that if vaccines became mandatory, they were simply going to leave Oregon, quit working for the state of Oregon, quit working for whatever hospital system, and they're going to leave. They're not going to comply. If you are a state employee, and thank you to many of you state employees who have sent me the email, the edict from Kate Brown, what are you going to do? Are you going to comply? Are you going to say, no, I'm not doing it? Now, there's already one lawsuit, and even SEIU and Kate Brown in their communique about the mandate they basically are acknowledging they're not going to do this until the FDA approves at least the Pfizer drug sometime here in September. So they're giving you until October, according to what Kate Brown sent out. What are you going to do? 503-589-1220. That is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I do want to hear from you state employees. Now, county employees, I don't think any such edict is coming, at least not now. Federal employees, I don't know where you guys are at on this right now, but the union, SEIU 503, is saying that they are going to bargain for this to make sure you have that religious and medical exemptions. What if you don't have a religious exemption, but you fervently believe that you don't need the jab? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. At the bottom of this hour, Pastor Artur Pawlowski, who will be joining me tonight on the Salem waterfront. I want to invite you to come down and join us to both worship and to listen to his warning to America that what happened to him in Canada is coming here. I've been warning you about this, folks. It is. It's about to happen. Everything that we're facing right now. And I'm going to get into an update from our friend Walt about his decision to walk away from his job at FedEx because they wanted him to wear a mask. He actually has a direction now that I think is interesting, and I want to share it with you. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning, friend. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. We all need to rise up. We all need to fight this, including the guy that worked for UPS. These mandates to take the vaccine and stuff, the science is on our side. The same thing with the masks. The science is on our side. And if we need to all band together and file lawsuits, then so be it. But the simple fact of the matter is we can't keep running, because if you listen what they're trying to do to DeSantis and them in Florida and stuff, they're trying to attack them too. And so if we don't confront them, they will continue to whittle away our rights. And Jeff, I know they're going to come at me because I work in state locations and say, hey, you can't subcontract with us. You can't be in this building unless you have the vaccine, and I'm not going to take it, but I'm not going to allow them to take away my job and not follow the science. The simple fact of the matter is that the vaccine is only a therapeutic. It is not going to get rid of the virus, and what the Democrats are doing to us are, they're trying to control us. They're trying to, you know, line their pockets from this vaccine money and everything. And it's got to stop, Jeff.
Okay, you're right. It does, brother. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Art. I appreciate your taking a stand, folks. What are you going to do? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Not all of you are a state employee. Not all of you are in Art's position, and you have a contract with the state of Oregon like he does with his small vending business. What are you going to do? What happens if your employer, like Walt, FedEx, says, nah, you got to have a mask, and you've got to take the shot? Let's go to another caller. Caller, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Good morning. We got the email yesterday. My wife works for the state. She's been there for 7 years, and the email came through. And I can tell you there's a lot of people that are not happy that work for the state about this edict, this dictatorial mandate, if you will, they're very, it's upsetting. Right now it's an experimental phase, obviously, because the FDA has not approved it. And we're also thinking about our future. I mean, what are we going to do? Apparently a lawsuit already got thrown out from some other people tried to sue a company, and the lawsuit just got thrown out. And they said, no, the employers can do what they want. They can force you to take the vaccine. So that path looks hopeless. And like you said, the union, they're not going to do anything. They haven't done anything to help protect my wife before. I mean, why are they going to start now?
Well, I mean, they're clearly politically aligned with Kate Brown and her entire agenda. And they're not saying that they're going to fight what she's doing. They're just saying that they're going to bargain to make sure that you have exemptions.
That's
medical exemptions,
correct,
or religious. So do you fit either of those categories? Or does your wife?
Well, she is diabetic, so there might be a small glimmer of hope. But what about all of her friends? They don't. I mean, if you say you're a Christian, right now, you know, Caucasian Christians are we're like punching bags, basically. You know, we're so-called racist, bigoted, because we're white, and we have faith and values. So I think that might be a little bit difficult to get the religious exemption of putting something into our body that'll harm us. It's unbelievable. I can't believe what's happening. I just can't believe it. I'm sure there's many people like me and my wife that just can't believe it. I thought if you took the vaccine, you're protected. So, well, what do you care if I don't choose to take the vaccine, right? I mean, you should be protected according to the, quote, science, unquote. That's all I got to say. There's a lot of us out here, I believe, that think this is just insane government overreach, and we don't know what to do about it.
Well, hopefully we're going to help provide some direction for you as the coming days evolve. I am sure there will be additional lawsuits. Lawyers have amazing imaginations, and I appreciate the fact that you guys are willing to stand and fight. Be safe out there. Thank you very much for calling. Tell your wife to keep her chin up. Keep fighting. You guys organized. Talk amongst yourselves. There will be opportunities.
Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you very much. Folks, it is going to be really hot today and the next several days. Call Freedom Heating and Air if your air conditioning system is not working right. You know it. It's going to be uncomfortable. Give them a call. They can come out quickly and fix your problem. 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website, FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. When we come back from the break, I want to read to you Walt's email. And I'm going to shorten it because it's a long one. But let me give you an update as to what he's doing at FedEx. And I've asked him a couple of follow-up questions, and we'll see what he comes up with here. And at the bottom of the hour, Pastor Artur Pawlowski joins us to talk about why he's in America. Because everything that this caller just articulated is what's already been happening in Canada. How it's happening here. What are we going to do? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. If you're just joining us, we're talking about Kate Brown's edict that all state employees have to be vaccinated now as soon as the FDA approves the shot, which they're supposedly going to be doing, at least the Pfizer vaccine, in September. If you're a state employee, what are you going to do? You have this segment till 6:30, and then at 6:30 we have Pastor Artur Pawlowski is going to be joining us. He's going to be joining me tonight, and I want to invite you to join me tonight down on the Salem waterfront, Riverfront Park, as we're going to do praise and worship, and he's going to be taking my place speaking, although I'm going to introduce him, to talk about why he's in America, why he's warning pastors and churches. He's also going to be at the River Church tomorrow night, 7 p.m. here in Salem, right next to Harbor Freight on Portland Road. I'll get to Walt's email in just a moment. Folks, you hear me talking about RoofMax, which you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. Now, RoofMax is this soybean-based product that they spray on your asphalt shingle roof at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. And you know what it does? It extends the life of your roof. It fixes your problem. Now, that's a great reason to contact them. If you know you have a problem, you need to get it fixed. But I'm going to share something else with you. If you go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, pfeifferroofing.com. They've been in Salem since 1978. And you scroll down, there's some things that you may see. Some pictures. They have a video of RoofMax, again, which you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing. But I'm telling you, folks, one of the other things they do as a company, they provide meals into the community. And this year so far, in the community of Salem, they provided 18,935 meals. It's another great reason to do business with them. They also, by the way, have financing available. If you do need a new roof, they can fix that for you too. They can help get financing. So check it out. Go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com, or call them for a free estimate, 503-647-4725, 503-647-4725. Walt wrote me this email to jeff@kslm.news, or you can send me one to jeff@1220.am, talking about his update. He refused to wear the mask at FedEx. They gave him an unpaid suspension, said he had 5 days to decide what he wanted to do. So he had some conversations in pushing back, just like Art suggested. He had conversations with some other coworkers. Those persuadable conversations that I keep asking you to have with the persuadables. And they were meaningful conversations. He was able to explain why to them, his fellow workers, he felt so strongly the way he felt. He said, it's not about him. It's about all of us. It's about our freedoms and our liberties being eroded. It was about getting us to stop and think for a minute about what could be and what is going on. He was having some trouble getting hold of a lawyer to talk to about his legal options. He did finally hook up with, after he talked with me, with Ray Hackey of the Pacific Justice Institute. Ray's here in Salem. And he is getting some additional information to him. He also got some information from our own very Stacey Ann. And she was listening to a presentation by Sidney Powell. The pushing back and not complying. Don't walk away. So he returned to work Saturday, and he was greeted by many of his coworkers, and they smiled and welcomed him back. He had more conversations. So now what he's doing is he's getting some additional information, and he's working with Ray to look into what exemptions the private employer would be willing to give him instead of masking. Instead of vaccination. That's where they're going. He's going to keep us updated. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Jeff. My radio is broken, or it quit working anyway. And so I hope this is on topic. But I've been thinking that I need to really honestly know if these vaccines are... have fetal cells in them, aborted fetal cells, because if they do, I think this is a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego time? Are we going to bow to something we know is wrong or not? And if we don't, then we need to just trust that God will have his way. Maybe he'll save us, maybe he won't. But one way or another, he's going to do the right thing. And what happened? Jesus met him in the fire. But anyway, I just think this is kind of a decisive moment for a lot of people. We got to know the absolute truth, not rumors, if this stuff has aborted fetal cells.
It is my understanding, and it's a fair question. My understanding, because that gets to the religious exemption, in my personal opinion. My understanding is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is a single-shot vaccine, was made originally and is continued to be made, apparently, from aborted fetal cells. I do not know if that is true about the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines.
Okay.
Maybe some of the listeners out there do know that information. I have seen, Kathy, that there are rumors that both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were originally developed from aborted fetal cells, but are not being produced commercially with them. So I don't know where the truth lies. It's a fair question, but clearly the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is.
Okay.
So
we just got to know the facts if we're going to make this kind of decision.
We need more information. I completely agree. Thank you, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Julie writes an email. It is not the vaccine per se. It is the loss of freedom. I've had it. I do not think anyone should be required. It is a rejection of liberty and free will. Ditto for Massey in school. Kate Brownshirt is looking more and more like Adolf. He's an Adolf Hitler. You watch this Facebook video of the Cascade school parents out in Almsville and their kids protesting, marching into school with signs saying they're not going to wear a mask. I'll guarantee you there's a lot of Democrats in that group. This has huge repercussions. Back in a moment with Pastor Artur Pawlowski.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour, if you're just joining us, in a moment we're going to chat with Pastor Artur Pawlowski from Canada, who was arrested because he wouldn't shut down his church, folks. Maybe you've seen that video. He's here in America, and he's warning pastors. We're going to talk with him about that. He is joining me tonight on the Salem waterfront at Riverfront Park for Salem Awakening, 6 and 7 p.m. We start praise and worship at 6. He's going to be joining me. I will introduce him. He's going to be talking about why he's in America, warning pastors and churches and anybody else who will listen, so that we don't have to endure what he endured. Also, he's going to be at the River Church tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7 p.m., over next to Harbor Freight on Portland Road. If you're just joining us, if you're a state employee, you would have gotten the email that says Kate Brown, our governor, is now saying you must have the shot. Are you going to comply? And she is saying that she's going to reimpose on the rest of us mask mandates. Are we going to comply? There's a video, by the way, and I want to thank Cliff for sending it to me on Facebook, of Oregon families, students and their parents marching into Cascade School right outside of Almsville and protesting, saying, no, we're not going to wear masks, because Kate Brown also issued an edict that all students coming back to school this fall must wear masks. If you're a state employee, what are you going to do? If you're a parent with a kid going back into public schools, what are you going to do? Joining us right now is Pastor Artur Pawlowski. Pastor, thank you for joining us. Welcome. How are you today?
Thank you very much. Good. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Pastor, why don't you briefly describe how you came to prominence to all of us with why the authorities arrested you, what happened to you when they put you in jail, and where you stand on that today. That's the first place I want to go with you today.
Well, the whole craziness started way, way, way back in 2005. I was harassed, attacked, intimidated, and taken to court for feeding the homeless. Then I was arrested for publicly reading Bible. In 2006, I faced a year for that crime. Since then, I was arrested a dozen times, over 100 court cases, about 300 tickets. I won my last case in 2015, and for a few years, they left me alone until they have found a new way to harass, intimidate, and take to court Christians with the invisible enemy called the virus. So 2020, March, I got a letter from the city hall telling me I have to stop feeding the poor. I feed thousands of people on the streets of Calgary, and I refused because I did. 12 cops showed up, health officials, and I was the first clergyman in Canada to get a COVID ticket. I was threatened with arrest, and until December of 2020, I had a regular visits of the police, sometimes numbering like 100 police officers, 52 police cars, 20 cops on bicycles for my Christmas celebration, where the government announced they're canceling Christmas, and off there went to Hawaii, Florida, Europe, vacationing after giving themselves a hefty raise. Locking us, telling us that we cannot have our parents for dinner, we cannot have our brothers and sisters for coffee, that the police will be patrolling the streets looking if you have more cars on your driveway. So that's what staged this whole thing. In April, they harassed our second location. I run two churches. One is on the street feeding the poor, and another is a regular church in a building where I teach theology and history. And they started to harass us there. And of course, the famous video that I was told was watched over a billion times. They showed up in our church, walked in, broke criminal code, section 176, entered the church property, trespassed, intimidated, harassed parishioners during the service. And the only thing I could do is what every pastor, every clergyman is supposed to be doing, is kicking those people out, cleansing the temple. I've told them to get out and come back with a warrant, which they did. A judge of a name, David Gates, or irony, Gates gave them the enormous power to do whatever they want. He said they can enter the church breaking the law of the land, the criminal code of Canada, anytime they want, any day of the week, with whomever they want. So they showed up a few weeks later with a SWAT team. So anti-terrorists came. They demanded to go inside the church. I stopped them again. They came back half hour later. My associate pastor stopped them. I was already officiating a church service. And they come back a few weeks later. They entered, dropped something on the ground, and they left. And then few hours later, after I finished my service, I was driving back home. We were stopped by the anti-terrorists, the SWAT team, in the middle of the highway, and we were arrested for, listen to this, inciting people to come to church. And
oh,
we were charged with a crime facing 4 years of prison. So technically speaking, I'm facing 4 years prison. My brother David was arrested as well. 2 years prison. Later, we were told that they will change that to 21 days prison for me and 10 days prison for my brother. Unless, and listen to this, unless I apologize and say I'm sorry for what I have done, which I replied, you can lock me up, you can take the key and throw it away. I'll never apologize for being a pastor and doing what pastors do, inviting people to the church.
Amen. And good for you for doing that. So they arrested you and they put you in solitary confinement?
Solitary confinement. We were tortured. I'm not exaggerating. 3 days on the concrete, 3 days, 2 nights They deprived us of sleep. We were shoved on the wall. We were stripped naked. They put chains into our legs. So I have zero record of violence. I've never been charged with assault. I'm a pastor. I save lives on a regular basis for 22 years. I'm feeding people on the streets of Calgary. And, of course, I started ministries all over the world, orphanages, churches in Africa, 40 churches feeding the poor all over the world. And they chained me. They stripped naked us and throw us in a solitary confinement facing the judge on the third day. They refused to let us go even when the judge ordered our release. They still kept us for 7 more hours. Later on, the judge found us guilty. Guilty for, of course, you know, if you ask me, did I do it? Yes, I did. I did invite the people to come to church, and I did officiate at the church. We live stream everything. Did I break the law? Absolutely not. It's the judges, the courts, the police, the politicians. Those people are the lawbreakers. They have total disregard to the Constitution. They are breaking the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. They are gangsters in uniforms. So what they've done to us, they validated everything I have been saying to people for years. They are tyrants. They are medical tyrants, and they are brown shirts of Adolf Hitler. They're gangsters in uniform. They're no longer police officers to serve and protect. They are being used to implement a tyranny. And that's exactly how it started with Adolf Hitler. And that's exactly what I saw growing up behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of the Soviets. So I came to America with a simple message. We need your help. Americans, historically speaking, came to our aid a number of times, and I believe that it's time for America to come to our aid. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we need that spirit again. So my message is very simple. Our great American eagle, rise up and start flapping your wings. You're needed once more. We need this great power, because what you have in your DNA, in your bloodstream, is this enormous understanding of liberty. Liberty is in your DNA. Your country was founded on that principle, and you're needed once again. So, you know, message is very simple. Rise up, stand up, because what is happening in Canada and in Europe, it's already started to happen in your country. Are you seeing? Are you paying attention? People, Americans will say to me, oh, where is the enemy? Is the enemy coming? I said, you have not been paying attention. The enemy is not coming. The enemy is not at the gate. The enemy is within. You're surrounded by enemy. As we speak, it's now up to you to rise up and stand up and push that great evil away. Because if you will not, they are not going to stop. Bullies never stop. Bully will continue to bully you. He will come back for next sandwich unless you say stop, no. So the first thing you say no, and then you say get out of my church, get out of my White House. Get out of my legislature, get out of my school, get out of my business.
It is really a spiritual battle, isn't it, Pastor?
Yeah, of course it is. We're fighting with a very, very powerful enemy, but we know who our God is. You know, and yesterday in Salem and Saturday, we saw that manifestation, that this is truly a spiritual battle with those crazy evil people, the Antifa, that is being used just like the brown shirts of Adolf Hitler before. They're trying to silence you. They're trying to intimidate you. If you will not comply, they use violence. They twist everything. They call themselves anti-fascists, but their tactics and everything they do is fascism. That's exactly what the fascists did. That's exactly what the communist socialists did. They used force, intimidation, manipulation, disinformation. We're seeing this as we speak. So it's a fight between good and evil, and we have to start pushing the truth. I think the church for too long was just enjoying the ride, was being comfortable. It's time to come out of that comfort and push the evil away.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for joining us. And I will see you tonight. Friends, come and join Pastor Pawlowski and myself tonight. Salem, Riverfront Park, 6 p.m. for praise and worship. Back in a moment. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. God bless you.
Come on and sing my song.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. I hope you enjoyed that short conversation with Pastor Pawlowski. That's Canada. But it's the same thing happening here. And have we just not been paying attention enough? Have we been the victims of our own great success as a nation? Enjoying our liberty? I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to do? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Is there a time when it's time to stand? Got a text. Where are our conservative leaders? Why can't we say not our president, not our rules like they have done for the last 6 years? So with Brown saying FDA approval or October 18th, what does she know? Is that an inside tidbit? I think it is. I think clearly with her former chief of staff being in the Biden administration, there's lots of back channel conversations going on. And then I got another text saying, you know, I have to admit, they are fiendishly clever. They succeeded in spreading liberals into conservative strongholds. How do you get the rats to leave the ship? Burn it, sink it? Obama didn't even pull that off, even though he tried. Many conservatives need to band together like they seem to be able to do. Yeah, we do, friends. Rich writes an email. By the way, if you want to send me an email or you want to comment here, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. If you are a state employee, and you no doubt have gotten the email, and you're no doubt all talking about it, you are now being mandated by Governor Kate Brown to get the shot. Although they say there is a religious or health exemption. What happens if you don't qualify for that and you just don't want the shot because maybe you don't think you need it? Or maybe you already had COVID. And by the way, the SEU 503 is saying, hey, they're going to bargain over this. They didn't say anything in their newsletter to you that they're bargaining in favor of any other exemption, like if you've already had COVID and you have the antibodies. Maybe that's something that you can negotiate with them. You, the state employees, who've already had COVID. Or maybe if you're like Walt and you work for a private company, religious exemption? Yeah, they ought to be giving you one. I mean, if it's good enough for the federal government, if it's good enough for Kate Brown, it ought to be good enough for FedEx or UPS or anybody else who's a private employer. But what happens if you've already had COVID and you have the antibodies? You don't need a vaccine, do you? Rich writes this email. By the way, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. He says, Jeff, the various brands of shots don't seem to help. Most of the manufacturers are stating they are 70 to 85% effective. Most of the variant D victims seem to be those who have taken the shots. Now, I don't know about that, because the only thing we're hearing is that most of the people clogging our emergency rooms and our hospitals in Oregon are those who have been unvaccinated. Well, I'm saying prove it. Because I've not seen that data. And I don't trust what I hear out of the news media anymore. Also, he writes, why is Kate Brown exempting the state legislature from the shots? Well, that's easy. Called a separation of powers issue. But she is recommending that the judicial branch, which she's also exempting, and the legislature strongly consider mandating it themselves. Rich continues, so does that mean that the shots are a chemical control of the masses? Or is this smoke and mirrors to keep us from the real objective that she has in mind for us? I believe it is to keep us from noticing the real objective that she is pulling, whatever the evil she and her handlers have in mind for the people of Oregon. By the way, in the Statesman Journal, there's a story today about Turner's Cascade School District pushes back against the mask mandate. Do you suppose that would have anything to do with this video of all these students and parents marching into Cascade School, maskless, saying, we don't want masks? I bet it does. And this is the danger politically that they get and they under, that Kate Brown even gets. And the Democrats in the legislature. There are a lot of parents that are Democrats that normally vote for Democrats that don't like this idea of their kids being masked up. And they're pushing back. That's a meaningful conversation you could have with a persuadable, isn't it? You want your kids wearing a mask when the mask don't keep the COVID particle out anyway? Let's go to Pastor Jim Moore. Pastor Jim Moore of Salem House of Prayer. Welcome, friend. What do you have to say today?
Good morning, Jeff. Just want to comment on the possibility of receiving a religious or a health exemption, although I think that is something that's probably good for a number of people. In a way, it's a Band-Aid on a broken bone. The issue is pushback. The issue is that the government would even be able to kind of give you that hall pass. It's still an issue of control. They ought not to be able to say that you have to put a chemical cocktail in your body, period, the end. And the only thing that's going to change that is not necessarily finding some way why we can be exempt, although, again, you know, you certainly wouldn't want to keep anybody from having that. But at the same time, people rising up like those teachers and like Senator Rand Paul, who got up and said, it's time to push back. It's time to say no. They can't arrest everybody. That's the only thing that will stop this in the end, is if there is a general uprising of people who vocally and with their feet push back and say, we will not comply with this.
That's exactly right, Pastor. So here we go again. Kate Brown is saying she's about ready to issue another edict saying that pastors like you have to have your parishioners wear a mask if you're indoors at your services. What are you guys going to do?
Not going to do it. Haven't done it up to this point. Not going to do it. You know, whatever that costs. I think we have to. This is why we're in the situation we're in, is because we have not had the courage to stand up and say this far and no more. I've had people ask me, is this the hill you're willing to die on? Well, I would ask them, is there any hill you're willing to die on? How far does this have to go? Pastor Pulaski said it eloquently. When we sit back and do nothing, and because we're afraid of being called names or being too radical or whatever, then we are giving these things away. And then we have no right later on to cry and blubber about it because we let it happen on our watch.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jim Moore. I appreciate you calling today. Friends, look, especially if you're a state employee, you no doubt are going to be, well, you are now being required to take the shot. What are you going to do? We'll talk about this more as we go along. Friends, join us tonight at the Salem Riverfront Park. Praise and worship, and to hear Pastor Archer Pulaski, and tomorrow night when he is at the River Church at 7 p.m. See you tomorrow, friends.